Almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for this day now. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We serve an awesome God. An awesome God. The attributes of God is beyond our understanding. I'm glad He saved me. Glad He saved me. If God be for us, who can be against us? Number 12. Don't take this subject lightly. Please don't take it lightly. If he on your side, every devil in hell can harm you. He allow a lot of things, but he have to allow it. We cease in his arm. If he for us, who can be against us? If you will, we will look at Romans 8. Again, that's our scripture. 35, if you will. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Name somebody. Name something. Who shall separate us? I'm glad I'm a part of the us. From the love of Christ. All is saying, you can't make Christ stop loving me. Whether you like me or love me or not, that don't make Christ stop loving me. Because I belong to Him. And He know how to take care of His own. Who shall? So again, it goes on down to the 39th verse, but we already read it. You already know about it. But now look at Genesis for me. I just want first clue in there. Genesis 18 and 14. Genesis 18, 14, part of the 14 verse. It said, is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? I don't care what it is. Name it. Anything too hard for God? Abraham was knocked off his feet, along with Sarah, his wife, up in the 80s. He was about 100 and said, "We're going to have a son." Sarah overheard it, and she laughed within herself. That's what I love about the God. He knows everybody. He knows all our hearts. Whether our mouth says so or not.
All right.
And then Abraham told her, she laughed. God said, "Is that anything?"
Yes, sir.
So Abraham knew that the son was coming. It had to be a miracle. God knew his heart too, how he was thinking. And he told him, "Is there anything too hard for God?" I'm looking at somebody right now, going through some things right now. And you don't know which way to turn.
All right.
Go home and read this by yourself and say, "Is there anything?" I don't care what it is.
All right, Pastor.
Is it too hard for God? Oh, my. If he can take dirt and make me.
All right.
Dirt. Ain't nothing but dirt. That's all it is. Black dirt, white dirt, green dirt, all over the world. Nothing too hard for God. And this subject, if God be for us. I don't know about you. I get happy just this.
Meaning, if
God be for us. The church, you're dealing with the church. You're not in the church, he's not talking to you.
All right. Amen.
You're talking to the real saints of God.
Say it.
All he's saying, if I'm on your side,
Go here.
Who can harm you? Who can touch you? Except I allow it to be. That's just holy men. We serve an awesome God. And my brothers and sisters, many people call Christianity a slaughter religion because of the suffering of Christ, the blood of Christ, the cross of Christ. But thank God the blood. Thank God for the blood of Christ. He was slaughtered. He was slaughtered. He was killed because of us. He loved us so. I'll be slaughtered for him and share some blood for him. My Savior, my Christ died that God can get some pure blood for my sin. This is the reason we ought to love ourselves some Christ.
Right.
We ought to love him. I said we ought to love him. Nobody can do it like him. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, for man's soul to go back to heaven, everybody say go back. I want you to get it. For man's soul to go back to heaven, it had to be a righteous person with righteous blood for man redemption. God Almighty. In other words, we call it slaughter because somebody had to die. It can be anybody's blood. It has to be some righteous blood. Sanctified blood. Set aside blood. God Almighty. And he proved it because I'm saved. God accepts his blood. Bullocks wasn't good enough. God Almighty. Cows and mules' blood wasn't good enough. And even if Michael could share some blood, his wasn't good enough. Even David, if he can share some blood, it wasn't good enough. It took the blood of his darling son, Jesus, to save some low-down folks like us. It took some righteous blood. He was righteous. Somebody had to die for our redemption. Bless his holy name. Satan was put out of heaven because of unrighteousness. And his angels was also with him. He put him out. Heaven is righteous. No unrighteous can't stay there. So God throwed him out of heaven because he became unrighteous. Satan, I said, was put out. Let you know, God in control. Satan, everybody said Satan. He got no power with God. God Almighty. He no match with God. And the power that he using right now, God gave it to him. And God can get it when he feels like it. And sometimes God allows Satan to jump on us to draw us closer to him. But he can't do nothing with it. That's what I love about him. Well, like you have your pit bulls, got them on a chain. They go so far. Let them go 6 or 7 feet or something like that. He can't go no far. He can get close to it right there, but he can't touch it. That way God allows Satan sometimes to get that close to you. But he can't touch you. He unrighteous, but God is righteous. Righteous hate unrighteousness. The love, God love for man, but God hates sin. That's what I'm saying about. He loved man, died for man, but he hates what? Sin. He hates unrighteousness. Ain't no unrighteousness in God. He righteous. Bless his holy name. So, my brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ. Everybody said Jesus Christ. God's only son paid mankind unrighteous sin debt with his righteous blood for our sin. Let me stay there a while. We move too quick on something. Pay for our sin. Reverend Walker, I haven't done nothing. You haven't. He paid for mankind's sin. I've never been in trouble. I never done nothing. I've been obedient all my life. But you still sin. That's what man got to understand. I never been in trouble. I grew up. I never got in trouble. I've done this. I've done that. I never been to jail. But you still sin. But Reverend Walker, what make me sin? You came from Adam. You came from Eve.
that what Jesus come down here to pay the debt that Adam and Eve done in the garden.
That's right.
So when you came in the world, you was a little baby sinner. Don't call me no sinner. Where the Bible did it. See, the Bible says, see, all of us born in what? And sin where?
Right.
I know you're a little pretty little thing. That's what I've been telling you, but you still was a little what?
Sinner. All right.
Was a little sinner. You ain't got to get in no trouble. You was a sinner when you got here.
All right.
In other words, when I came out of my mother's womb, I was on my way to hell. But the grace of God, I get half a thing about it. I said, but the grace of God, He put a stop to it. Whosoever will let it come, who want to be persecuted, who wants to be, I said, pure on the inside. God can fix it if you come to Him. For He died for mankind sin. And sometimes folk don't believe that. Because I haven't done nothing. I haven't been to jail. You ain't got to go to jail. All depends on what you go to jail for anyway. He paid the debt. Paul, look at 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. Bless His holy name. Y'all gonna get this stuff, buddy. You gonna get this stuff. Only way you don't get it, you stay at home. You better not turn your radio on. It may be on your station. You get this done. Read, Paul.
For He abode with the price.
God Almighty.
Therefore, glorify God in your body.
God.
And in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen. Glorify God. Why? Because you've done what? Been what? Say it again. Now stop right there. Stop right there. Okay. If I buy this right here, I'm going to give you some money for this. There's your money. Now, this mine, right?
Yes,
I can do what I want.
I can
do exactly what I want. I can stomp it. I can burn it up. Because I bought it.
Yes, sir.
I bought it.
Yes, sir.
What Jesus saying, I bought you with a price.
Yes, sir.
I'm buying. Watch this now. What you buying me for? Number one, because I love you.
Yes, Lord.
I love you, meaning I bought you.
Yes.
Why? Why? Well, I'm all right. No, you're on your way to hell, but you don't know it. I bought you to keep you from going to hell.
Yes.
And it took blood to do it.
Yes.
It took some holy, righteous blood.
Yes.
The only blood God will accept it had to be His only Son, Jesus.
Yes.
Blood.
Yes.
God Almighty. Came down and changed my life.
Yes, Lord.
Bought you with a price.
Yes,
well, since I bought you now, well, glorify.
Yes,
Lord have mercy. Glorify God in your body now, because I'm out of it. In your spirit, it belongs to me.
Yes, sir.
I bought it from you.
Yes, sir.
If I want you to get killed and around then, that's my business.
Yes, sir.
I want somebody to shoot you, that's my business. I want somebody to cut your head off, that's my business, because you mine. I bought you. We got to understand, we've been bought. God bought us with the price. We owe God everything. Look at Galatians, Paul, for me. Galatians 2 and 20. God Almighty.
I am crucified.
Listen.
With Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me.
Oh, that much.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
God Almighty, I am what Paul said, with who? I'm crucified with him now. Listen, we ain't going in a hurry. I'm crucified. Long as I'm on this earth and I'm giving my life to Christ, anything may happen to me. Because I love Jesus. But anything can happen except God allow it to happen to me. Because I belong to him. Nevertheless, although I live, God Almighty. Y'all ain't got this.
Right.
I'm crucified.
All right.
But nevertheless, although I'm worth living, yet it's not me, but the Christ that lives in me.
I see it.
The life I live, I gave it up.
All right.
To live somebody else's life. And when you started living somebody else's life, you pick up a lot of enemies that you thought you were friends, they become your enemy.
Right.
When you begin to walk like Christ, talk like Christ, live like Christ, you will pick up a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
Your friends don't fade away from you.
Yeah.
But you're not alone. Oh, Paul, get that thing down too, boy. I now live in the flesh. I live by faith of the Son of God. I got my faith, my trust in him who loved me. E-D-R-A, loved me. And gave himself for me. God gave himself for me. I'm not hitting on nothing, but he loved me. He don't want me to go to hell when I die. He gave his life. Lord of mercy. Cause he loved me. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, unrighteousness is still against us. Satan is unrighteous. If anything be just a, well, unrighteousness, he was thrown out of heaven. Unrighteous was thrown out of heaven on his earth, but unrighteous still around. God Almighty. And we are the righteous of God. I said, we are the righteous of God. One been born again, we are the righteousness of God. And the devil hates righteous. He's been thrown out of heaven because he got unrighteous. Now God will pick up him another crime.
Yes.
Called mankind.
Right.
I'm going to make him righteous.
Yes.
But still, unrighteous is still around.
Right.
And you're always picking on righteousness.
Go ahead.
I thought one bunch out of heaven yesterday. Because they were unrighteous. I'm going to create me some new folks. Some new beings. I'm going to get on the inside of them. And they're going to walk like me, talk like me, live like me. All these kind of things. But righteousness is still alive down here, but unrighteous still up.
My.
Paul said, every time I want to do what? Every time I want to do good, unrighteousness is right there with me. I don't bother nobody. You ain't got to bother nobody. The devil loves to pick on God's children. Because he's jealous. I said he's jealous. I said he's jealous. The saints of God with the righteousness of God. If anybody all can see Christ, it ought to be the righteous folks in us. Oh, that must. He will throw it out of heaven. And don't get too satisfied. Because unrighteousness is still against us. Satan is what? Unrighteous. Forget now, he will throw it out of heaven. So, it's a war going on between righteous and unrighteous. But it is a strange walk. Paul is a strange walk. A walk that we cannot understand. A wall that have already been fixed by God. Y'all see, folks, they go into and fix things before you get there. See, God already done fixed it. It's strange. A wall that have already been fixed by God. And the real church of Christ must understand that the battle have already been fought and the victory have already been won for us. Our job is just to stay on the battlefield. I said, our job is just to stay on the battlefield. Oh yeah, they may knock you down, but God gonna pick you up. It. Ain't no on the table mess. It's just been fixed. And the devil know it's been fixed. He know he was righteous, but he messed with the unrighteous. He know he was righteous one time, but now he unrighteous. He always picking on the righteous folk. You ought to have some whips on you when you get to heaven. Sometimes we got some scary saints scared to stand up for Christ because you will get a whip on you. But you ought to go there with some whips on you. That big whip don't say that you ought to get some on you. We don't want to be by the enemy. We want to slide in him with no strife. Oh boy, nobody. Get your scary self out there. That's what's wrong with us. We're afraid. Bless his holy name. Already been fought. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, all God is doing, everybody said doing. All God is doing now, just watching the replay of his work.
All right.
That's all he's doing. He already done fixed it. He just sat down watching the replay. Y'all know about replay, don't you? Well, that's all he's doing. It's already been fixed. We just the replay. Wait, let me y'all. Y'all never said three. Oh, God, doing that with his leg crawled. Just like y'all want to watch something else. You know, you get the replay, you know, come back. The point is, go back up, you know. Back up a little bit. And that's all he's doing, just watching the replay. He said, watch it. Watch it. Now, we watch stories, don't we, y'all? Sometimes we got some stories you love to watch. I got some I can watch 3 or 4 times. You know, I know he's going to get caught. already know how you're going to turn out. God ain't nowhere scratching his head. He's just watching us, watching the replay. We just replay. Bless his holy name. Watch this. The replay was fixed before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Before. What about what you mean before? Before God said, let there be light, he already had it fixed.
All right.
God, blow out of mind. Yes, how in the world can we come up with something like that? Already got it fixed. Just like he wanted. What no mistake. He ain't got to go fix nothing over again. It's just like he wanted. So watch this now. Watch this. Sometimes you watch football game once or five times.
Yes,
your team beat them boys so bad.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you know how it's going to come out. I go, you know everything. You don't saw the game four times. So if you run the replay place, boy, you can sit down and drink coffee, get you some ice cream, and laugh. But you know how it's going to turn out. You know your boy's going to tear them sky on you. Hey, they may be in the head.
Yes,
you know, all that, you know. Maybe 15 stone behind.
Yes.
But you still relax. Because you know how it's going to turn out. Come here, eat my ice cream and laugh. Because I know how it's going to turn out. God wants his strength to have the confidence just like that.
Yes,
he already told you it's been fixed.
Yes.
So what you worried about? Against us. This does not mean that we will not have no adversaries, enemies, cause he with us. Watch this now. Unrighteousness still alive.
Amen.
Cause he with me. That don't keep the adversaries off of me. But God doesn't go no further than he wants them to go. unrighteous men were kicked out of heaven, and he's still alive. He's still alive. He gets into peoples. He controls peoples.
Just like God trying to control us, he controls peoples.
That's his holy name.
And God wants us to have complete courage that his eternal purpose will stand, because God is God.
God is God. I don't care how things look, God still God. What I love about it, nothing strange to God. He already told you how everything going to end anyway. It'll be something like that. We're going different from what he don't say. He already read your Bible.
You're right.
It's already down here. Yeah.
That's his holy name. Yeah. Enjoy your salvation.
Yes,
I say, enjoy your salvation.
Yeah.
I don't have to come to church to get happy. I get happy at home.
Yeah.
I get happy driving my car.
Yeah.
I get happy church land.
Yeah.
Enjoy. It's unspeakable joy.
Yeah.
You can't come up with nothing.
No. Yeah. You're right.
Crying. What you crying for? Some folks be happy going through trials.
Yeah.
Because they don't start the end of the thing.
Go ahead. Yeah. Glory.
What I love about it,
no,
Rick Fish, he's showing the replay, and we see it. He put it in the Bible where you can see it.
You're right.
God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Yeah. Eternal purpose stands because he's God. And beside him, there is no other God. And my brothers and sisters, listen at this. God has sealed. He has sealed his eternal purpose for his church through his son, Jesus Christ. Is stamped and sealed.
Where
was it sealed, Reverend Walker? That's a good question. It was really sealed when he got up out the grave. Because they thought they had killed righteous. And righteous, Lord have mercy, belongs to God. But they called and have thought they had killed him. But he got up. Death is a bad boy. Can't nobody come from death but Jesus. They try to hold him in the grave, but they couldn't hold him because he was righteous.
Yeah.
I said he was righteous.
Yeah.
You can't hold righteous in the grave.
Well, right.
You can't drown righteous.
Because
right. God is what? Righteous. The devil got the word about why he was in the grave.
Yeah.
The man in the grave, the devil, what you worried about it now?
All right.
You call yourself got it?
Yeah.
Jesus, everybody said Jesus.
Jesus
was the owner somebody gave death tell.
All right.
He thought he had Abraham, but they didn't ever get him. But I got Abraham, I got Isaac, I got Jacob. He human, I can get him too. Jesus, he in the grave. We got him. Well, what you got God surrounding for? You didn't put no God around Abraham's grave.
All right.
You didn't put no around David's grave.
Right.
Well, why you got to put some around Jesus' grave? Then God, him, keep him coming out.
Yeah.
You must have afraid he's coming out of it.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, you better hold that fella. I know that guy said this. I know. Oh, oh, girl, girl, give me this. You better hold that fella. That's a bad fella you got in there. That's a bad fella you got in that grave.
Hold it.
Jeff. Jeff. Say it's called it 5,000 times. Jeff.
If nobody or anything can successfully oppose us, successfully oppose us, or charge us, or condemn us, my brother and sister, I am glad I'm a part of God, us crowd.
Yes,
look at your name, sir. I'm a part of the us crowd. Hey, who can be against us? And my brothers and sisters, Satan hates everybody. Even the folk working for him, he can't stand them. God Almighty. And the challenge to all the enemies of the saints of God is to separate us from, if they could, from the love of Christ. That's the challenge. He wants to separate us from the love of Christ. He can't do that. That's the challenge. That's what Satan wants you to do. He want to mess with you. And God allowed them sometimes to mess with us. But we can stand if we stand on Christ's word.
Yeah.
And have faith in him.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
Oh, hate you. Satan hate me.
When you working for Satan, that's who controlled you. God Almighty. Folks hate Christians. Righteousness can't stand righteous, and unrighteous can't stand unrighteous, and then unrighteous can't stand righteous. So there's a war going on all the time. When you want to live right, your friends don't get in on you. Satan hates you to his guts. You can't make nobody love you. I say he hates you to your guts. Now watch this. When God be for you, who can be against you? Watch the love of God. Now watch this now. Look at Psalms, for example, Psalms 14, 1. And then skip to the fourth verse. Watch this now.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
God Almighty.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works.
God Almighty.
There is none that doeth good.
Watch what he said. First of all, he don't believe there is no God. What God called him? I ain't called nobody a fool. I'm just trying to put her. But the Bible did. That was an old preacher. I said about 30 years ago. No, it might have been long, maybe a little shorter than that, but he said this. He said he was in a city. He said he saw a hippie. I went to hippie when the hippies was out. He said he went to a city, had a preacher, he was preaching revival. He said a little hippie came up to him and I heard you the preacher that preaching that about God. I don't even believe in God. You right preaching there with God. And he said he rested in his pocket, reached in his pocket, and got a new testament. And he turned to that scripture. He said, your name is in the Bible. He said, he shook his hand. He said, how you doing, fool? You say in your heart, there's no God. God said, you're what?
Fool.
Fool. Don't care nothing about yourself and nobody else. Fool. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Now look at the fourth verse.
Have all the workers of iniquity.
Listen now.
No knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Who eat up my people as they eat bread.
God Almighty.
And call not upon the Lord.
Have and all the workers of iniquity. No knowledge. Notice now, the devil loves to do what? Eat up. Oh, they got that issue. Eat up my what? People. He loves to pick on God. People. They eat them just like they eat bread.
Well,
in other words, they ain't paying you no attention. That means they hate bread. They just natural bread. They just natural. It's the devil. They ain't got no knowledge. They don't have no knowledge. And they eat up God. Folks lack bread. That's unrighteous. Because we are righteous. He always picking on the righteous. But the saint, I'm trying to get you to see something here. We already made it. Go enjoy your salvation. You don't start a picture 15 times with your sweating stuff. It ain't like it, but he got something with him, so he already told you how to go head up, Joe.
Yes,
go on, get your pop and go and drink it, enjoy it with your leg crossed. That's a replay.
Yes,
we the replay.
All right, Reverend.
And he told you how to go head up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Now look at Matthew 10 and 28, Paul. God Almighty. Bless his holy name.
And fear not them which kill the body.
Listen at that.
But are not able to kill the soul.
Yeah.
But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
But
But Bob, you won't say that in church.
That last word.
Come on, hell?
Yeah.
Hell.
Oh, yeah, hell. Hell.
It's the Bible. Your Bible.
Hell.
Yeah, sure, same
right
thing.
Why the folks don't say nothing about hell no more? God brings it up right here. Why can't we bring it up? See, we don't want to acknowledge there's a hell. You're killing your own self and don't know it. God said there's a hell.
Well,
God Almighty.
Go ahead.
Don't be mean, folks, to hurt your body. But fear somebody who can move through both of them. And then send it back to hell, the body to hell, down to hell, young folks. Kill yourself ain't gonna help if you ain't saved. You going to hell. I don't mean no harm. You'll be in hell. I'm gonna get it over. No, you just started. If you kill yourself unsaved, it's over. You ain't gonna meet mama, you ain't gonna meet daddy. It's in hell. All the way a man to go to hell, he's got to be born again. It ain't nothing new. God already told you and warned you. They're going to kill your body. Don't let me. If I want them to, they can't do that. I allow them to do it. But I'm able to take care of both of them. God Almighty, I can destroy both soul and the body. In where? Hell. That rich man died and went where? To hell. God let us know it's a hell. That rich man's name, his name was what? It was a man had sold him called Lazarus. All right, now, it wasn't a parable. God don't call names in parables.
All right.
That was a name call.
Right.
And that rich man ended up in hell.
Yes,
and he wasn't there playing chess and playing ball, watching the football game. He was bunny. That poor man he didn't want to feed was over there just as happy as a lost. God let him peep over there. In the gut. God let him peep over there. And he saw that poor man with souls all over him. But he wasn't over no more. He had another body. Wasn't hurting. He let him spot it. He was just as comfortable you can be. You may leave here any kind of way. Don't worry about that. But over yonder. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, I have found out something. Jesus wants his church to love him like he first loved us. By giving his life for us. We can't lose no way we go. If we with God and on his side, ain't no way for us to lose no way we go. If they cut off my head, I'm still a winner. If they cut off my legs, I'm still a winner. You may be poor and sick all of your life. You still will leave here a winner. If you've been born again to God, how you may leave here, when you go home, you are a winner.
Yeah.
God already fixed it for you to be a winner. Bless his holy name. I want y'all to listen to Paul a minute. Paul, look at 2 Timothy 1, 7 through the 9th verse. Then we'll be able to close. God Almighty.
For God have not given us a spirit of fear.
Listen to me.
But of power.
Yeah.
And of love.
Yeah.
And of a sound mind.
Yeah. Not a spirit of what? Fear. But of what? Power. And what? And a sound. I got knowledge. And I got power to control it. God Almighty. He didn't give us the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
Stop letting the devil put fear in you so much.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
Yeah.
You've got power. Holy Ghost power.
Yeah.
Not man power, but Holy Ghost power. Spiritual power.
Yeah.
Have a sound mind. Just for control, Lord. The sound mind.
holy name. Read on, Paul.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
Listen to that.
Nor of me, his prisoner.
God Almighty.
But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Y'all see that now? Paul talking to Timothy. He said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Don't be ashamed to witness, and don't be afraid to witness of your Lord.
That's right.
Don't be ashamed of me because I got put in prison.
Right.
But be thou partaker of the affliction.
Yeah.
Right. Fiction, yeah. Fiction, fiction of the gospel according to the power of God.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid.
Yeah.
Watch it now. Don't be ashamed. I told y'all last time. The most biggest problem church, we are ashamed.
Amen.
The testimony of Christ, the witness Christ,
all right.
And afraid.
Right.
And you know, amen on that one.
Yeah.
And afraid. Oh, have mercy. Read, Paul.
Who have saved us.
Listen.
And called us with the holy call.
Listen to that.
Not according to our words,
God of man.
But according to his own purpose,
yeah.
And grace.
Yeah.
Which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Ain't that something, y'all? Before I said, let there be light, I already had this thing fixed.
Right.
I called you with a holy calling. The holy calling me came from heaven. It came from the preacher. It came from the word of God.
Yeah.
He called, like I'm calling somebody right now to get in life to Christ. But they ignore it.
All right.
It's a holy calling. It started in the garden. Adam, where art thou? He answered the call. That's what saved him. And the call is still going on.
Right.
This was fixed before the foundation of the world. Now watch this. I'm finna close now. Watch this. Jesus doesn't want his church to be ashamed of him. Know where we go. We are to advertise him anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We advertise everything else.
Yeah.
Am I right, Joe?
Yeah.
We advertise everybody else.
Right,
folks be running in politics. You got their name on your car.
All right.
Yes, sir.
On your cap, the football game, you got all your football players' name all on you. But why can't we advertise Jesus? Shame and afraid. They advertise who they want to advertise. Why can't we advertise our Maker? Got signed everywhere. Five flags with his name on it. My team. Why don't you put Jesus' name on it? Lost, afraid, and ashamed.
Mama.
And we got something coming. A very important event.
You're right.
We advertise an event coming.
You're right, Pastor.
And when you advertise an event, you're looking for it. Ain't that right, church? Y'all watch stories. Sometimes it's going to be a big something going on in the city. But it got on TV. It's going to be there. They advertise in the event. That's right. They advertise in the event. We ought to be advertising the coming of Jesus. Watch this now. Watch this. Well, first thing, you know, you got to find out when you advertise it, you ain't getting in free.
Brother.
We advertise something bigger than the rock and roll bills, you know, all that. See, but we advertise the most important thing.
All right.
Yes,
you've got to pay $15 or $30, $40 to get in there.
Yes,
this event going on in your city.
Right.
But that's another event.
All right. Brother. Paint the picture.
Come on, sir.
And some of you are saying, I'm not able to pay. It's free.
Yeah.
I say it's free.
Yeah.
I say it's desire is free. The ticket have already been sold and bought for you. I got my ticket. I got my ticket. I got my ticket. I got my ticket.
This is catalog number 1439. Catalog number 1439.
Do you have your ticket? He paid the price.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
He paid the price.
Yeah.
But he paid the price. He gave me a ticket. Hey. Yeah. Do you have your ticket?
Yeah.
Do you have your ticket?
Yeah.
Do you have your ticket? Won't he fix it for you? Won't he make a way? Hey, yes. It's been fixed. I say it's been fixed. It's been fixed. It's been fixed. Yes. Yes. He coming back. He coming back. He coming back. Hold your head up, saints. Hold your head up. Enjoy your salvation. Don't let the devil keep your head down. Oh, stop letting the devil keep your head down. We got a joy, unspeakable joy. If nobody ain't bothering you, ain't doing nothing anyway. Yeah, we're going to go through some tests and trials, but enjoy your salvation. It's an unspeakable joy. It can stand anything. I said, it can stand anything. You put your trust in it. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. If he with you, who can be against you? Oh. All they can do is scandalize your name, and God may allow them to kill you. But that's still, you still a winner. They can't do nothing except God allow it. He in control. When Peter and them got beat for the gospel, they went and started rejoicing and said, we're not worthy to be beat for the gospel, for Jesus Christ. It's an honor. Jesus wanted to save folks. He come here to save folks. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved.
He wants to save somebody right now. Will there be one? Will there be one? Don't be ashamed of him. You've got to meet him one day. Will there be one? Oh, hey. Will there be one? Hey, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. How I love. Oh. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Every day. Your name, will there be one? Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. How I love. Oh. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Every day. Wound and then